And you've got by 96.7 FM WGLR and AM 1270. It's off to the races. We certainly appreciate you joining us at a brand new start time of 9 a.m. That's right. Well, it's not brand new. This is what, the third or fourth week we've been here at this 9 a.m. slot. But just a reminder, it's kind of new to us. So just kind of keep that in the back of your mind that we start at 9 a.m. on Saturdays nowadays. Great show on tap coming up for you today. USTA Multimedia Content Specialist Cheyenne Christman will be joining us. She's done a lot of work here in the state of Ohio. Of course, the USTA based right here in the state of Ohio in Columbus. And we're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects. I wish this show was about 10 hours long because I can really get into some good marketing and strategy talk for this business. And we're going to talk to one of the greatest young minds here the sport has to offer, Cheyenne Christman. She's only 23 years old, and she's a perfect conduit, I think, between us aging dinosaurs and the new generation that we badly need to attract here in the sport of harness racing. So Cheyenne's going to join us. We're going to be talking a lot about social media, a lot about different strategies on how to attract some of the younger folks, a lot about her career as well. And just by listening to some of the accomplishments this young lady has had, you would think, well, man, she is not 23. She's got to be at least 33. Maybe in some cases 43. No, she's 23. And I'm going to talk to her coming up. It's a two-part interview, very good interview. You're not going to want to miss it. But this program, each and every week, as always, is brought to you by our good friends at the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got caring down to a science. And Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Thru Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. Well, let's talk a little bit about some headlines before we get into the crux of our program. And boy, we got to talk about this guy again, Dave Miller. So, only about a week ago, he overtook John Campbell as the all-time leading money earner, purse-wise, driver-wise, in the sport of harness racing. Yeah, quite an accomplishment, right? You're the all-time leading money earner in your sport. That certainly is quite a thing. And he did that a couple of weeks ago at the Miami Valley. And guess what? Another milestone for the Hall of Famer, Dave Miller, as he becomes the first driver to ever surpass $300 million in career earnings. And he did that at Miami Valley as well. So on behalf of all of us here at the Off to the Races, congratulations in order to Dave Miller. You know what? His next milestone, as Roger Houston mentioned on Facebook, is that he is now closing in on 15,000 career driving wins. He's less than 100 away from that. Probably going to accomplish that sometime, Roger said, during the Scioto meet. So that's another milestone. So should we just congratulate him now for that and get that out of the way? No, seriously, we just had Dave on the show a couple of weeks ago. Dave recently making big headlines, just coming back here from the East Coast, and now setting all these milestones. So congrats to Dave Miller, Hall of Famer, the Buckeye. He did us proud when he was out in the East Coast, and he's continuing to do us proud on his arrival back home. Once again, great show on tap for you today. Cheyenne Christman, it's a two-part interview. You're not going to want to miss it. She is a very bright young lady, and she's going to talk to us about a lot of different things coming up. Get off to the races on I-96.7 FM, WDLR, and AM 1270. Back in a moment.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
And we are back at Off to the Races, my 96.7 FM, WDLR, AM 1270. And right now, we are joined by the USTA Multimedia Content Specialist, amongst other things, the one and only Cheyenne Chrisman joining us. Cheyenne, welcome to the program. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
We were talking off the air how busy of a person you are, and we're going to get into all of that, including how you got your start in the sport of harness racing. But first, let's talk about the USTA, located right here in Ohio. You're the USTA Multimedia Content Specialist. Obviously, that is a huge direction that this sport needs to go into kind of survive, if not thrive. And tell us what you do as the content specialist.
So for those of you who are wondering, because that you talk about that title, right? That's definitely a mouthful. I wear a lot of hats, right? So that goes from designing our graphics on social media to directing our harnessracing.com preview shows to sometimes even occasionally taking photos for hoofbeats if needed. And then also to occasionally conducting the on-air interview if I need to. So it ranges from day to day, but it keeps me busy, that's for sure, and I love what I do.
Yeah, and we're going to get into your starts in the sport of harness racing. That's usually the first question I ask of a guest, but I think that the social media avenue for harness racing and that area is just so big that we for all intents and purposes missed out on the TV era. We cannot miss out on the social media area, and that is kind of your ball game. Tell us some of the things that the USTA is doing right now on social media to promote our sport, and some of the things you're doing as well.
So the biggest thing we're kind of doing to promote the sports, it's a lot of different things, honestly, Mike. And one of the, just to kind of go into kind of a summary of what we did last year, we implemented what we call the helmet cams. So we would put this little Instago 360 camera on the driver's helmets in some of the biggest races. We're talking Hamiltonian, Breeders' Crown, Kentucky Futurity, et cetera. And that was a huge success for us. And in total for our social media, we had over 35 million impressions, which for those of you at home who may say, what are impressions? I don't understand what that is. That's basically saying we had 35 eyeballs on harness racing, on US Trotting social media, and we gained almost 15,000 new fans, new followers. So clearly, yes, social media is the way to go. And it clearly for us, we're having our biggest year to date, and it's definitely heading in the right direction.
And a lot of times, social media, a lot of times it's free. A lot of times it doesn't cost anything. A lot of times, it's a lot cheaper than, trying to get your product into television and avenues of that sort. But that's interesting. Now, 15,000, we're talking about 15,000 people that perhaps have never even seen a harness race or knew what harness racing actually was.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it could possibly be that. And, you know, there's some questions of like, oh, how does this affect us? How does this help us? Well, it helps you because you're introducing, like you said, potentially new fans, people who have never seen a sulky before, get their eyes exposed to harness racing. And hopefully with these new 15,000 followers, you know, we can go into kind of the education side of it. We can talk about, hey, you know what, do you want to get involved? Here's how you can get involved on the ownership side, or of course, all the different facets of harness racing.
Visiting with Cheyenne Christman. She's the multimedia content specialist at the USTA. And Cheyenne, you've had extensive work also here in the state of Ohio. We were talking a little bit off the air that you did some freelance TV work for Miami Valley and Dayton. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So I did some freelance directing for the company called American Teletimer. And they have the television contracts. I think they still do anyway with Miami Valley and Dayton. So basically kind of what that was I was the one directing the simulcast show you saw on the day-to-day basis. So kind of directing the cameramen, telling them when they were up, when they were on the air, off the air. Same thing goes for the on-air talent that they had. When they were on the air, off the air, as well as letting our graphics guy who was sitting next to me, letting them know, hey, okay, this horse, for example, let's say horse number six. Horse number six is up. Let's load up the information about horse number six, you know, the trainer, the driver, the owner, et cetera. So there's a lot of things behind the scenes that that people don't know when it comes to that, but I think it was a great, for me personally, it's a great learning tool, and you develop a new appreciation for all the people that put in all the work behind the scenes like that.
Cheyenne, let's get into the start of yourself. I know you're a third generation harness racing horsewoman that your grandmother, grandfather were involved, and of course your parents, and now you. Tell us about how that kind of got started and the ball got rolling for you in harness racing.
So as you stated, you know, I'm a third generation on both sides of my family. So I was kind of always in the barn, growing up, but, you know, my parents were like, okay, school comes first. But you know, when you can help out, you're going to help out. So when I got to about maybe the age of 10 or so, when I was able to, be able to comfortably, you know, sit behind a horse and control them, that was when I really kind of started helping out in the barn. But then also too, I kind of started, our system is unique because we break all of our standardbreds to ride. So we have a mixed system between regular track work and then actually riding up on their back and stuff. So I started doing that. But then also, too, I was I love to sing and act and kind of be like a theater kid. So I was uploading videos onto YouTube at the time online. And it kind of got to the point where, like, harness racing and the horses were such a big part of my life. I said, why not just melt these two worlds together? And so that's exactly what I did. And by the time I was about maybe 17 or so, a gentleman by the name of Chris from Harness Racing Update wrote a story on me. And then it kind of just got the ball rolling from there, going from I got an internship with the Meadow Standardbred Owners Association in marketing to actually I actually got hired at 19 full time for the Ohio Harness Horsemen Association as their PR and outreach assistant. I worked there for about a year or so, decided, you know what, maybe it's time to come back home, come back to, because I'm actually from Pennsylvania. So to come back to PA, work with some of the trainers and stuff, be a caretaker. But then also as well, I picked up some freelancing clients, as you stated as well. And then, you know, eventually the job at the USTA opened up. I applied for it, and I've been here for about a year and a half now. So all in all, that's kind of my story and how I got involved in the sport. And I've like I said, I couldn't be any happier of where I'm at.
All right, that was part one with Cheyenne Christman, the USTA Multimedia Content Specialist. Boy, a couple of things here, and we're going to break format a little bit, because I normally don't, when we have these two-part interviews, interject kind of my thoughts and opinions. But listen, I'm a big believer and of marketing and trying to find different ways to market our sport. And a couple of things here. First of all, and she's going to mention this in the second part of the interview, which is coming up on the other side of the timeout here in a couple minutes. But as far as social media goes, I think there's a couple of different keys. Number one, repetition. you know, if you're scrolling through Facebook, Meta, or X, or whatever social media platform you use, and you continue to see a product, you continue to see the same thing. At first, you might blow it off. The second time, you might blow it off. But eventually, you're going to stop and you're going to watch. It's kind of like that jingle that you have. And everybody's got a favorite in the back of their heads, a commercial jingle that, you know, it's you think, wow, this is really, really stupid. And then the next thing you know, you find yourself walking somewhere humming the tune in your head. So in other words, that stuck to you. That is an effective form of advertising. Another thing on social media, keeping it short. People in this day and age have very short attention spans. So keeping things short, quick hitters, as opposed to lengthy compositions are key. And another thing about social media that is good for our business especially is that it's cost effective. A lot of times it's free. Most of the time it costs just a little bit. So just my thoughts on this subject. And we're going to hear from Cheyenne Chrisman, part two, coming up on the other side of the timeout. I'm off to the races. Back in a flash.
It's known as the Great American Harness Race, the Little Brown Jug, and it's held right here in Delaware, Ohio. Why? Because Ohio is the heartland of harness racing. In Ohio, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association keeps things running smoothly and is here to make sure that harness racing remains strong. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Join us and keep Ohio as the driving force of harness racing. Call 800-353-6442, the OHHA.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
Visiting with Cheyenne Chrisman now. Cheyenne, a couple of things I've noticed on your bio that you also run the social media platforms for one of the standout drivers, not only here locally in the state of Ohio, but in the world, and that is Aaron Merriman.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that how that all started. It started on in October of 2022, you know, being, you know, I was a caretaker a lot. So Aaron would drive a lot for my parents or for people I was helping out at the Meadows or some in Ohio as well. And it got to the point I was seeing, you know, I kept seeing T-Trick Racing's Facebook page keep coming up. And I said to myself, Aaron, you know, you're a talented guy. At the time, he had maybe like 7 or 8 dash titles rather than 11 now. And I said, why don't you have somebody manage your social media for you? And he says, you know what? It's funny. I've been looking for somebody, but I just haven't found anybody. And I said, well, why don't I do it? And so October 22nd of 2026, it'll make 4 years. And that page, I'm the only one who manages it. There's nobody else. I'm a one woman show there. And it's grown so much. I mean, it's got almost 7 in total across all the social media platforms. There's almost 12,000 followers there. Last year alone, we got over, I want to say 3 million impressions. I want to say maybe about 3 million video views as well. So it's grown so much, and it's been a a heck of a ride, that's for sure.
Yeah, and we've had Aaron on the show a couple of times now. And Aaron, one of the most approachable guys that you're ever going to see, one of the most hardworking guys you're ever going to see. You want to talk about a guy that, you know, gets up in the morning, plies his craft at the Meadows during the day, then hustles to Northfield and does it at night and does it over and over again. And he is, listen, he's one of Ohio's biggest and best stars. Cheyenne, you had a chance recently for your 23rd birthday. At 23, first of all, 23, you're like one of those, you're like a rookie slash veteran. I mean, you've got so much experience and you're only 23, but you had a chance to go to Paris for one of their prestigious races, the Prix de Mérique, and you had some experiences there. Tell us about that experience and tell us about kind of just off of face value what you've seen, how they do things a little bit more different as far as harness racing goes compared to here in the States.
Oh yeah, sure. So that was an amazing experience. And fun fact, to even add more interesting information there, I actually went by myself. I went to Paris for 10 days on my own. And it was amazing. It was a great experience. So I went to the trotting mix sale, because obviously in France, they don't have any pacers. It's just trotters there. Just even going to look at the pedigree page, although it's similar to ours in the States, it is a little bit different because as you may or may not know, they go a lot longer distances than we do. In the States, it's just a mile track, but they go by meters, there. And then not only that though, too, even going down to the equipment, like their equipment is different. Trotting hobbles really aren't a thing there. Even really a head pull isn't much of a thing there. And the style of racing is very different in the sense of, you know, instead of when the there's no starting gates, right? So they make basically a left-hand turn and they start from a standstill, essentially. So the way you look at it from even a handicapping perspective is be totally different than looking at it from a handicapping perspective in the States, right? So there was that. But also too, it was very different in the sense of, you know, like I said, they don't go single file. Half the time you're seeing a field of 13 to like 16 horses, half the field's on the inside, half the field's on the outside. So it's different in the sense of our horses maybe are made more for speed. They're made for more of endurance.
Yeah, very interesting there. And, you know, we kind of always talk about the point of, listen, how can we make our sport better here in the States? How can we make it more action-packed? How can we make it more social media accessible? How can we do this? How can we do that? Cheyenne, you're 23. Listen, we're getting older. I'm 50. You know, you guys are the new blood. You guys have, listen, helmet cams, the cams that you see now, on I love them. I can't get enough of them. What do we have to do from the eyes of a young person as a sport to get more younger people your age involved?
I think the biggest thing is just like keep doing kind of what we've been doing, in the sense of, you know, keep promoting it, you know, keep having more, you know, keep promoting it on social media, keep having more eyeballs see it. And you know, but also too, you know, keeping, if we are going to make content and stuff, keep it short, keep it snappy, right? Because with TikTok and things like that now, Gen Zers, in a sense, their attention spans are a little bit shorter. So basically by proxy, you're going to have to find a way to keep their attention for those short periods of time. So that's creating, you know, maybe creating more snappy, shorter content pieces, more TikToks, more reels, things of that sort.
You know, and listen, even an older fellow like myself, you know, I find myself less and less watching TV and more watching a 1 minute reel. And I just get just as much of enjoyment watching a 1 minute reel than a half hour or a 1 hour TV show. Cheyenne, looking forward in the future for you. What do you foresee in the future for yourself? What do you want to accomplish in this business before it's all said and done?
Oh, wow. That's a loaded question. Because it's, you know, it's funny because Victoria Howard kind of asked me this, like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And I'm like, I mean, that's a loaded question for me, just because I love what I do. I just want to keep doing what I'm doing. I just want to kind of keep getting my name out there. I love being on camera. I love being on air. I love talking about the horses, whether that's me interviewing a trainer, whether that's me sitting on the desk at the Meadowlands talking about what horse I think is going to win and why. So I just want to kind of keep continuing in that direction and just keep putting in the work and hopefully, you know, it gets noticed and go from there.
All right. Well, listen, Cheyenne, we certainly appreciate you joining us. Best of luck in the future. Thank you so much for all you do for the sport of harness racing. And listen, I always said it's going to be the younger generation that's going to eventually lift this sport up. It's young people like you that are going to have to carry the torch. We certainly appreciate it, Cheyenne.
Thank you so much.
All right, that was our two-part interview with Cheyenne Chrisman. She is the USTA Multimedia Content Specialist. Extensive work here in the state of Ohio, not only for the Ohio-based United States Drawing Association, but a freelance to Miami Valley and Dayton as well. Well, listen, we certainly appreciate each and every one of you joining us. And this radio program, which occurs each and every Saturday morning at 9 a.m., would not be possible without the fine folks at the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got caring down to a science. Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Thru Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. Listen, any questions, any suggestions about what you want to hear on a weekly basis on this program, please feel free to email yours truly at m_bozich@yahoo.com. We are open to suggestions. We're open to constructive criticism. Again, my email, m_bozich@yahoo.com. We will see you next Saturday morning for the first post of 9 a.m. So long, everyone.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650. 3650.